All right. Hello, everyone. Great to see you. Welcome to the guests. Great having you with us. Welcome to those of you who are watching online at home. I hope you're still with us. Great having you tune in. I'm just going to begin this here in just a second. Great to be together this evening, and thank you for singing along and for being together here in this space. I want to welcome you. My name is Darren, and especially if you were at home, kind of stuck at home, either isolating or just staying safe, I want to bless you and pray for you. So thank you for joining us here tonight. All right, let's jump in. You have no idea how long this is. It might be an hour timer. It might be 30 minutes. Who knows? Everybody still excited about Christmas? Still excited? Yeah? Shopping done? Presents wrapped? All right, be honest. Whose Christmas tree already looks like this? Now, this isn't a picture of our tree, I will admit, but we did get our tree 2 weeks ago, and it's already drooping, dropping its needles, and it's a little bit crazy. And that's the thing with Christmas stuff, isn't it? Christmas things come to an end. Christmas trees eventually get kicked to the curb. Some of you artificial tree people are like feeling really smug right now. Those Christmas candles, they burn all the way down and then they flame out. The toys that you get for Christmas, they break or they get lost. Their batteries run out. The clothes that you eventually wear or that you get for Christmas, eventually they wear out. They fall out of fashion. Those chocolates or sweets, now if you don't eat them first, they do get old and they expire. I mean, let's be honest, there really aren't that many Christmas things that last forever. And so you might say to yourself, well, I mean, at least memories last, right? I mean, our memories last, but they don't really last, do they? They fade as well. Our memories fade. Just try to remember, if you can, what you got when you were 4 years old for Christmas. What'd you get when you were four? A couple of you young ones might be able to do that, but if that's too hard for you, what did you get for Christmas 4 years ago? So maybe you're saying, well, yeah, that's material things, but come on, friends and family, relationships are forever, right? And so maybe there's some wisdom to those enduring words of the philosopher of our age, Mariah Carey, when she says, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. You know that one. Come on, let's sing along. But then again, for all of Mariah's optimism, there's still this sobering reality check offered by Wham. That's Wham with an exclamation mark. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away. Sadly, it seems that even relationships can't be counted to last forever. Now, I don't want to be too much of a bah humbug here, but let's just try and think of anything, really, and as soon as you realize that at some point, it comes to an end. Jobs come to an end. Good times come to an end. The best high ever comes to an end. Amazing meals. Natural immunity to viruses. Governments come to an end. Nothing really lasts forever. And the thing is, as humans, we feel it and we know it. And the reality is, when we really come to face it, it leaves us asking, is there anything, anywhere, that we can count on that lasts forever? Is there really anything everlasting? And what I want to share with you today is this. Jesus shows us the forever love of God in a world of limitations. Jesus shows us the forever love of God in a world of limitations. As a church, we've been looking at the names or titles for Jesus spoken by the prophet Isaiah. These may be familiar to you if you've ever listened to Handel's Messiah. So it reads, Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In those names, the prophet describes Jesus as full of amazing wisdom and heroic strength. But what does that name, Everlasting Father, mean? Well, it could be translated like this: Father of Eternity, or the source of eternal things. I like that, the source of eternal things, the source of things that last. And so it's a little bit like this. You know, Father Christmas is known as the source of all Christmas goodies, right? Well, Everlasting Father describes Jesus as the source, the father of things that are guaranteed to last, of never-ending parenting love for his people, especially towards those who need it the most. And these verses go on to describe Jesus as a king who is the source of never-ending wisdom and strength and life and peace in a world of limitations. So Isaiah 9, verse 7 continues, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever." So when Christians celebrate Christmas, we celebrate this forever good king showing up into our timeline, interrupting the story of human history with his arrival in human form. So what does it mean that Jesus is everlasting? Just a few things that we see from the truth of the Bible. This is from Psalm 90, verse 2. "Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Jesus is someone who stands outside of time, from everlasting to everlasting. That's an infinity symbol. When we say how long this service will last, we say, well, it starts at about 5. We think it'll end at about 6. That's about an hour of our time. Or if I asked you, how long have you lived in London? You might say, well, from the middle of October until now. But if you ask Jesus, how long have you been around? He'll say, well, from everlasting to everlasting, as in just try and measure it. So Jesus as God stands outside of our time. Psalm 102 says, "In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will be discarded, but you remain the same, and your years will never end." Jesus is someone who always stays the same. Psalm 103 says, "But from everlasting to everlasting," there's that time measurement again, "the Lord's love is with those who fear him." That means those who trust him. Not only is Jesus from everlasting to everlasting, but his love has no limits. Just pause and think about that for a moment. What good news it is that Jesus' love has no time limits. There's no expiry date. And then there's Isaiah 26, verse 4, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." That means Jesus is someone that you can depend on, like a firm foundation, like a solid, dependable rock, someone worthy of your faith and your trust. So four things. Jesus stands outside of time. He is always the same. His love knows no limits, and he can be depended on. So here's the thing. The Bible tells us that the Everlasting Father isn't just one of Jesus' names or titles. It's who he is, and it's what he offers us as a gift. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord." So if you want to know the gospel, this is it. That because of sin and evil in the world, everything that we know and love comes to an end. But God, in his everlasting love, sent his son Jesus to give us life forever. Followers of Jesus are people who have accepted the gift of life with him, a gift that was made possible by Jesus' death and resurrection. What an amazing gift we celebrate at Christmas for Jesus, who is the source of eternal things, enters into the story of humanity in order to live with us and to die for us, to give us eternal life together with him. And that might leave you wondering, how could something so powerful also be so personal at the same time? But many of us in this room could tell you today stories that speak to the truth of that reality. So I have two invitations for us to consider today. If you haven't received this gift, today is your day to claim it. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I am ready to live eternally with you. I trust you with my life. And if you've already made that choice, let me remind you again that you don't have to wait until later to begin living eternal life with God now. Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave 3 days later so that we could live this life right now with Jesus. And that means we invite in for today his amazing wisdom and strategies, his heroic strength, his eternal life, and his peaceful presence. Amen.